This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Oh, the Greek Freak's in town. Damian's in town. Lillard, find out. They've won a few games after getting off to a terrible start. Terrible.
With Jimmy Butler's in town.
See, he's been really good. Why? That was a shot. Have you ever known? You've been around Woody for a while now, right?
Of course, yes.
So you've seen that work.
It wasn't meant to be. He's
what do you mean?
Now. He's playing. He's in town. He's here.
He beat Dallas.
He did
Dallas. He did.
Kind of when nice Jimmy wants dunk. To play and Jimmy wants to be aggressive, we're good, right?
We want to see him motivated and a really motivated. Like, I want a new contract. I want to stay here and I want a new contract. That's what everybody wants to see. All right, so
he's getting one regardless, right?
Someone
will give it to him.
By the way, a lot of teams love to have him because he plays D. He does everything you want. Like, seriously, he really is like. When the Heat looks like a certain player, you're going, yeah, Jimmy's the guy. That's the kind of guy Pat and Jimmy were meant for each other when this thing started.
Yeah, and where is it now?
Well, he's just missed so many games. That whole team got banged up, and he and Tyler missed between them near a season of games.
Is he emotionally in it?
I don't know. Only Jimmy knows. Some nights it looks like he is, and some nights he just kind of looks like, here, you shoot it, you play.
I'll show up in the fourth quarter.
Or that, or, you know, playoffs. But when you get injured and can't play in the playoffs, you can't be playoff Jimmy. So that didn't go well. Hey, I got to ask you this. So as we kick off this 9 o'clock hour, that's Omar Kelly that's in with us and Woody back there trying to stir up trouble. The 33rd team, a firm founded and operated by former Jets GM Mike Tannenbaum. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, because we tried to do business with them at I'm Athlete. They tried to partner with us, and our great manager, our great leader, decided it was a bad idea.
You're talking about Brandon Marshall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great businessman.
What happened to him, by the way? Has he just disappeared? Anyway, all right. So I want to ask you, so Mike Tannenbaum and Rick Spielman are going to lead the process to help owner Woody Johnson with consulting of finding a GM and a head coach, giving them an idea.
You know why I like that? Because a lot of times owners don't know what they should be looking for.
I agree.
And like Steve Ross has no idea what he should be looking for. He's trying to hire a head coach and a GM like he tries to hire a CEO or CFO. And I don't know if it works like that.
The only knock that Stephen Ross has had on him since he's been the owner. It hadn't been about spending money. Nobody ever complained about that. Yeah, it'd be stupid. But it's been about decision-making on people or how long he keeps people.
Yes.
And those things have popped up.
Yes. No question about it. And I know there's a lot of venom to Mike Tannenbaum based on the fact that things didn't work out here and a lot of decisions that he made didn't pan out here and the fact that he weaseled his way into the GM job, into the top executive job.
Start as a consulting job with them, and they go, hey, come to find out.
He's way more qualified than the guy we have as the GM, and the guy we have as the GM doesn't really know what he's doing. And that was just the reality of what it was. And so, and I love Mike Tannenbaum on TV. I love him on ESPN because he adds so much insight into even his mistakes when he went out and he got Brett Favre and how he correlates to the Aaron Rodgers situation now.
I haven't heard that, but that's a good one. Yeah.
When he went out and traded for Tim Tebow and, even the mistakes, the contract he gave Ryan Tannehill, too early. It's educational and it teaches
I didn't hear that one. That'd be good too.
Yeah.
By the way, are you surprised Tannehill hadn't signed with somebody?
Once you've made over $100 million, Joe, do you really need to work?
Well, he's done. I mean, I'm waiting for the retirement papers to the NFL.
Maybe he's just waiting for somebody to give him a fair shot.
We're down the last month and a half of the season.
No. He's not playing this year. I'm just talking about future years. I mean, I think Tannehill could play when he's ready, but he's probably just doing a dad thing and a family thing.
Think you're taking a year completely off and gonna have a chance to start for somebody?
Carson Palmer did it. I mean, he just didn't. I don't know if he liked any of the situations or scenarios that were offered to him. So why would you? I don't know how much Tannehill loves football.
Well, he's made a lot of money.
He's made over $100 million.
A lot more. Closer to the next.
No.
Oh yeah, look it up.
You gonna make? See, you get mad at me when I start looking things up.
I think he is way over a hun.
I think he's 120, because I was nosy and I started looking.
Well, everybody does that. That's what everybody does now, and everybody's amount of money they're making. So anyway, getting back to this other thing. So,
holy crap, you're right, $190 million.
Why do you argue? Why would you argue and I throw that out there? You think I just made that up on you?
$190 million.
So I got to ask you, I'm guessing, because people are wondering this, so Mike Tannenbaum was the GM when Rex Ryan was the head coach.
Yes.
And I understand you're on ESPN, you look better.
Yes.
Jeff Saturday got to go back and try to coach and realize it's not that easy when he didn't know what to do. And
let me ask you this question. Why wouldn't you consider going back to Rex Ryan when he was literally the last coach that you had where you were relevant? If you're the Jets.
Why it didn't work out? Why wouldn't you just go to somebody else?
Because that was the last time you were successful. There's no guarantee that you're even going to get to successful. And I'm not saying that this is what you should do. But, all these coaches and
How often do we see in the NFL you fire a guy and then years later you come back?
Doesn't mean it.
That would be zero.
Doesn't mean it can't happen. You fire a guy and let me think if it's happened.
It happens in baseball.
Yeah. So why shouldn't it happen in this?
You want to be the first. Hey,
no.
Mike goes to Woody, Rex? Hey, let's be the first and bring in Rex. I sit next to him on ESPN. I'll tell you what, he rips every team, but he hasn't ripped your team.
They had a tremendous amount of success with Rex Ryan for being in the same conference as Tom Brady, and we know firsthand what that's like. They had a tremendous amount of success with no quarterback. Mark Sanchez. Geno Smith.
They got to get the whole structure, and Mike knows this.
Yeah.
They got to get the whole structure of this thing.
Absolutely. No question. They kind of – but then you're starting – they're going to do it over with a first-time GM and a first-time head coach, and then they're going to make the same mistakes that the last first-time GM and a first-time head coach did it. Like Woody Johnson clearly has no idea what
they have whiffed.
Yeah.
The most important position with high draft picks is why they're in this situation. One of the reasons. Sam Darnold.
Okay.
He's good right now, but he wasn't good in that organization.
Yeah. Sam Darnold, Geno Smith. Geno Smith's allegedly good right now, and he's,
Geno's winning games.
Geno's winning games, you're right.
And what's the BYU kid? What's his name second overall pick?
Kyle Wilson.
Now with Denver. No.
Yeah.
Not Kyle Wilson. What is it? Just blanked out on his
Zach Wilson.
Thanks, Woody, while you're doing stuff in there. Thank you. Anyway.
I mean, sometimes you whiff. You whiff on a first-round pick. You whiff on a, you know what I mean?
You act you like can't whiff on two.
You don't act like we don't whiff on first-round picks.
You can't whiff on first-round quarterbacks when you get that high a pick.
Well, Sam Darnold clearly wasn't a whiff.
Sam Darnold, well, he was for them, that organization.
He was for them.
Sometimes, which, by the way, is a problem with that organization in general.
I think it's also the market. It's a meat grinder of the market. Like you
can blame the market why teams are bad.
So the
Giants and Jets are bad because the market's too much for them.
That's a hell of a market, bro. Like they're not like us. We talk about it all the time in our media contingent. We're too soft on this team.
Yes,
the market is the market.
There you go.
We are absolutely too soft on this team.
I love when somebody will say something. I'm going, are you kidding me, bro? Most of these guys know these coaches. Oh, you're kidding, right? Like, you know what it's like. You know what it's like in the big markets. You want to go through the Philly.
Yeah, you're right.
You want to do New York. Yeah. Going to do Chicago.
You're right.
Want me to keep going?
I didn't know where you were going with that. Dallas, like, good God, that's a meat grinder right now.
I just refuse to use the market.
That's a different market, man. That is a different market. They will chew you up and spit you out. They will. Look at what's happened. Tell me the last good coach that the New York Jets have had.
Well, they haven't been.
Rex Ryan. Why wouldn't you
Rex,
do it?
Rex,
would,
yeah, Rex.
Why wouldn't you
yeah.
do it again? Why wouldn't you? What's the downside?
It just sounds to me, it just sounds too easy, and you're just like, you're so desperate that you're just going to go back with the guy that was here before.
Because you had success.
Who did something wrong, or you would have never let him go.
Well, I mean. He didn't do anything wrong. He just
he kept his job. They're ready to fire him. He came down here and beat the Dolphins. Remember that to go 8-8 or something in the last game.
His team rallied around.
And Geno was a quarterback down here.
And I'm not advocating for Rex because I don't know Rex. I don't care.
No, Channing's a big fan of Rex. Had him on the show and he was telling me about him the other day. And he goes, man,
I remember when they wanted to fight each other.
Yeah.
I thought that was a lovely.
Yeah, but Channing,
I loved every moment of it.
Channing's stuff's so good, man.
Channing like, wanted to fight him. Channing really wanted to fight him back then. Were going. I love that era of they were going a head coach and a player going back and forth in the media. That can you imagine that in today's age? Like
Channing,
for
Channing's,
multiple days.
Part of Channing's great stories are going after guys with, hey man, you still with the girl you were with, and he'd say her name in college. Are you guys still together? Because I slept with her. She was unbelievable. And, you know, some of these big offensive linemen don't do well with that stuff. Like, you know, she ain't going to stay with it. I mean, Channing would just throw out stuff, man. And the guy guy'd want to go fight him after the play and start throwing blows.
Yeah,
go,
Matt
you
Light.
Got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Channing
would look up, not only do scouting report, but he'd take it next level and find out who he's married to and where she's from. He goes, you know, I was with her before you were, right? You know, oh, hell no. Forget discipline. Hell no. I'm going to whoop your ass right now. All right, man. Meanwhile, Chan's going, if we really did fight, I'd whoop your ass. But I'm gonna let this one go. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. So, yeah, that's an interesting one.
You don't trust Mike Tannenbaum?
What?
You don't trust Mike Tannenbaum?
No, I think it's fine. Look, I agree. Woody can't do it. And Woody's got to stop listening to people around him in New York. He needs to get some.
Hell, they should. Rick Spielman should be considered candidate for that GM job. Didn't do a bad job.
I don't know if Rick Spielman wants to come back.
They all want to come back, Joe. They
I
all
think
want, they
I just had a conversation with him in the last few months. I can't remember what he said. I was thinking about that last night.
He's done? Yeah. He had a nice little run.
Listen, he put away a lot of money. I'm guessing he's just fine.
You're right.
I don't know if you want to go through it again.
They all want to go through it again. They all want the power.
You think Spielman wants to be work with Woody Johnson? He's going, there's been some pretty good people have come in here, and it didn't work out.
Why didn't it work out?
Well, they got to get a quarterback, first of all.
Yeah. I mean, they got a Hall of Famer.
They got a Hall of Famer that's way out of his. He's the Odell Beckham of quarterbacks. All right, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more. He's lost it.
He has.
He's just not.
I
watch him run. He doesn't look like the guy that ran down the sideline and made a nice catch against the Dolphins.
Father Time catches up to us all, Joe.
It is. It's unbelievable. You're right. Hey, I'll tell you what is unbelievable. Talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. And they just do things a little differently, man. There's no talking in a commercial, and then you find out when you get there that, oh, by the way, these are four of our other attorneys. You'll be working with this one. She's just out of law school here a couple years ago, but she's going to handle your case. I go, no. You want the experience. That's what you're going to get. Talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Juden, 33 years of experience each. Man, I'm telling you, they're going to handle it from start to finish, more than all those years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. CohenandJuda.com. Read their reviews. Partners who you can always reach. Communication is important to them, giving you updates, letting you know where your case stands, and everything else. Like, I think that's kind of an important thing. And by the way, if you're not getting that where you are right now, even though the commercials were great, you were getting from somebody enough that you decided, I'm going to go with them, and then it hasn't worked out, you're not real happy with what you're hearing when you do hear from somebody, why not go to Harvey Cohen and Gary Juda? You don't have to stay where you are. So again, if you're going through it right now, go to CohenandJuda.com and call 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Wow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, you went, I don't know where Jimi Hendrix came from, but holy smokes. You went old school, man. Hey, good morning to everybody. Omar Kelly's with us here. We got a couple big-ass games, Omar, coming up here. I'm not going to see you tomorrow, but, well, see you tomorrow night maybe, or I'll see you Thursday in Green Bay. But
It sounded like a threat.
University of Miami, Syracuse, huge game, and this Dolphin game's not far behind.
Yes, sir.
Even though it's still a regular season game.
Nah, it doesn't get any bigger than this. This is a playoff game. The Dolphins have talked about that. This is a playoff and elimination game.
Right.
Treat it as such.
Yes.
And I think that their strengths play into Green Bay's weaknesses. I think that we haven't seen this team play their best football yet. I think we're gonna see that on Thursday.
Well, you're
night.
Stepping up in competition, obviously, in a big, big way.
I don't think they're worried about that. I think if they play turnover free, if they play a clean brand of football, they will give themselves a chance and an opportunity, unless the elements become a huge factor. Then, you know, I don't know.
So I don't want to hear like what are we talking? Like,
no, we're
it's
talking
gonna be
like
18
last
degrees
week.
Or 19
okay,
degrees.
But what I don't worry about
the cold.
There's
gonna be some wind. There's gonna be some chill.
I don't worry
factor.
About the cold or the chill factor. I worry about snow. I worry about snow and snow changing things. Like, who's got experience playing in the snow other than the former Buffalo Bills or Baltimore Ravens players? Yeah. We don't have that many.
I do want to ask you this question, too. So Daniel Jones clears waivers. He's a free agent.
Yeah.
Although, I don't think anybody's going to claim him right now because you owe him, like, almost
$12
million.
No, he's past the claim stage. So he's going to sign as a free agent, and he's going to sign with a playoff team. I know the Dolphins' name was used out there as it always does with, you know, hey, Dolphins are going to be in the mix. One, he wants to latch onto a playoff team that's going to win a championship, which it means it's Detroit or Kansas City or Baltimore. I'm trying to think who else we think can win a playoff game. I mean, win it all. And Mike basically said good luck to him when we asked him about it. He's like, you know, we got a little bit of history together, and I know him. And
I got to tell you, if we're looking next year, hey, Mike, that's a big upgrade for you to get Daniel Jones.
Nah, that don't make any sense to me.
Oh, you and I can't disagree more on Daniel Jones. What do you think you can get for a backup?
I don't want to pay ridiculous amounts of money for a backup when the most I'm paying for a backup quarterback probably right now is probably maybe $4 million. Maybe I'll go to six at the highest level.
You got to make a run at him though for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think he's
got some playing time.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's had some games where he's been really good. He got a new contract because he was really good the 1 year.
Is he going to want to come here and be a clear-cut?
Well, if you got to get your career someplace and you got to be a backup, I'd want to be rehabilitated by a really good coach.
You would rather do that than go Jimmy Garoppolo. Not to say that Mike's going to go Jimmy Garoppolo, because I heard there's got a little bit.
Daniel Jones and Jimmy Garoppolo have nothing in common to me.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo's been a 100-rated quarterback a couple of times.
Jimmy Garoppolo's not Mike's kind of guy.
I don't disagree with you.
There's been some guys that Mike's passed on. It's pretty obvious without him saying anything. Jimmy Garoppolo and adult entertainment was not going to work.
I do not disagree with you. However, I'm sorry. Jimmy Garoppolo's accomplished twice as much in his career as Daniel Jones has. I don't think Daniel Jones is a magical secret recipe for,
Daniel Jones has been on some dysfunctional teams. If you're looking for a guy to just come in, like, so you've given up on, he's on the give up, he's got no chance to rehabilitate.
No, Sam Darnold. You can rehabilitate and, okay, he can be rehabilitated and become Sam Darnold. What?
Where does Skyler fit? I'm going to bounce ahead on, where's Skyler fit for next year?
He's on the training camp roster. That's as far as I'll go. And I'm not worried about Skyler and his future.
No, I know, but.
Scott,
one snap away, somebody's got to play.
Yeah. I don't worry about it this season because Tua goes down, done. Season done. We know that already. We might as well start tanking for the draft pick.
I will spin a fun run, man. He's, whatever you want to say, Tua has been really, really good. I know it's a little different style offense. And by the way, give it to Mike for the adjustments he's made with his passing game. And there's guys wide open. Wide open in the middle, sometimes a tight window where he's been really good, but there's out in the flats when he's got time to look and go, hey, where the hell are you doing out there by yourself?
He's throwing into some windows that are incredible, ridiculous.
I just gave a picture, small picture, unbelievable, right over the top of the linebacker.
Underneath the safety. I'm not surprised because I've seen him do this in practice all the time.
You have to be a little surprised he came back and has been this good.
No.
A little bit.
No.
He's five games.
No, not at all.
Okay.
He was so angry and pissed he had to sit it out and sitting there 5 a.m. in the morning in the coaches' meetings and stuff like that. He took his game to the next level. He really did. He fine-tuned that offense for him. He put in – while he could not play, he put in the work to make sure that he was at that next level when he came back.
And he wanted to be part of it and still try to help any way he could. And he's traveling. I thought it was weird he traveled right after he had the problem. I thought, stay home for one game.
Nope.
Stay off the plane, man.
Nope.
Hey, Omar, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. I'll see you in Green Bay. We'll have some turkey.
Yeah, we may. Or
some
if
cheese,
not,
some
we might
broth.
Have to have... Well, alcohol Thanksgiving or something a little bit.
I hate this trip, but gosh, it's part of the job.
That's part of the job, man. I think we all want to see what it looks like. And no better seat than the one we're going to get for Thursday night.
We got the biggest game in the NFL next week, or this week. So I'm excited.
All right. That's going to do it for the show. Have a great day, everybody.